Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
Look, I don't have to do this.
You don't have any choice.
I'm trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
Prophecy Keepers Radio.
This is Joss Ogonie, Will Bluewater, a 7th grade grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anahuacis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. OCO, Ginalii, this is Blue Otter coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the Cherokee Nation.
I gotta fix that. it said that it was pre-recorded. Well, by the time most people hear it, it'll be pre-recorded. But folks, we are live tonight. If you'd like to call in and talk with us, we're at 347-996-3318. This is Will Bluewater. We've got Joseph Fire Eagle. He's an Oklava Native American Church Peace Minister. He's a Cherokee. And like most Cherokees, he's got a few things to say. Anyway, welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
I had an interesting day today. I mean, some of the bizarre things that happened. Back in 96, to give us some idea what I'm talking about here, back in 96 I was contacted by a guy in Chicago named Thomas Picora, and he said that a guy by the name of Joseph Big Feather wanted to talk to me, so they called to talk with me, and later on, a year or so went by, and I contacted Thomas, and what you up to? He says, oh, I don't have anything to do with Indians anymore. I said, why? He said, I'm afraid somebody's going to drop down out of a tree. <You know? laughs> He says, it's dangerous. This morning, I wake up, and this fellow that I met online that lives about 15 miles from me, he leaves this message before 8 o'clock in the morning, tells me, hello, I'm going to censor it. He says, hello, you mealy mouth, blah, blah, blah. If you don't take me off your native prophecy list, I'm going to come over there and kick your effing ass.
Wow.
You know? And I have no idea. I have never treated this guy with anything but respect. Never had a crossword. As a matter of fact, we had a nice long remark. And I wonder what on earth is going on. You know, now he is elderly, and you know, he could be up in, you know, close to 80. I don't know. I mean, I know. Well, he's a Vietnam vet, so. But I mean, it's just strange. It's just strange how people, what happens in people's minds sometimes. And I tell you what, you know, it is a dangerous business. We've had, of course, you've had one of your friends had his house burned down.
Yes.
He got swatted.
Absolutely.
You know, cops beat his in the middle of the night. Of course, the mistake he made was, you know, opening the door.
Right.
And nearly killed his dog and just kicked crap out of the dog and all kinds of people slandering him, and it's just unreal what goes on. But
he just keeps going on, though. He just keeps getting back up, and that's
yeah,
what I love about him.
Exactly. And hang on, we've got you're calling in for area code 603. Who's on the line?
Yeah, I was. You know, does Fire Eagle know anything about red-headed guardian angels?
I'll tell you what. If you don't mind, let us.
It was just a special moment he had in his life. I'm a brother. I was picking on him.
Well, we're gonna let us get into before we get to questions.
Hey, Joe.
Let us do some preliminaries with him, and just hang on the line. And but anyway, what we'd like to do, Joe, first is have Mark do your.
It's no problem. Reminder. I just wanted to let him know I found the station.
Okay. And you want to just listen? I'll come back a little later on if you. I'm going to take
you
off mic.
Well, I'm just going to say peace out, and I'm going to listen to the show.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Hey,
I know I found
calling.
It now. Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Bye-bye. Anyway, Joseph, what's your full birth date? And Mark will do
12/2/1966.
12/2/66. Okay, so
yes,
you're...
Yes, sir.
So...
November 2nd, 1966.
So while he's working that up, tell us a little bit about yourself, and Mark, chime in when you're ready. Take your time, Mark.
Great. My name is Joseph. I was born in a little town called Allegan, Michigan. Grew up around a little place called Pullman. Been moving all over the United States in my childhood. We never really settled down anywhere. And here I am, 47 years old, and for the last 20 years of my life, I have researched basically day in and day out who I am and what my purpose is on this earth. And I found out that I have Cherokee blood in my veins and done a lot of study on the Cherokee, and they're great people. And I'm so proud to be a Cherokee. I'm not full-blooded. I don't make any claims to be full-blooded. But I'm a member, you know, of the human family. And let me see, as far as occupational, I've studied culinary arts. I've served 8 years in the military, United States Army National Guard. I spent 19 years in ministry, evangelistic, prison ministry, jail ministry, went to nursing homes, had a street ministry for a long time. I've invested myself in doing the best that I can to give good counsel to people, to help them in their life, to, you know, to gain good values, because I was taught good values. And in turn, I think we have to give back what we've taken. And that's my philosophy in life. Don't take anything out unless you're going to put something back. So if you've been taught well, if you've been taught good values, it would behoove you to pass those on to the next generation. You know, we can't let a good thing die. You know?
Yeah,
that's what
hey,
I'm about.
Hey, there's the Thunder people agreeing with you. Absolutely.
Well, the Thunder awesome. People are going to show up again on his birth.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very appropriate. Are you ready?
Oh,
yes,
sir. What year were you born again?
In 1966.
Okay, I'm going to look up your Torah portion while he's doing that.
All right.
Well, so I'm going to do a couple of things here. One is what, in the traditional Mayan day count, what your birth was in the Mayan Zolkin calendar.
Oh, wow.
I'll do another one, so there will be kind of two parts here.
Yes, sir.
So on the first part, it's very interesting because the day number that you were born on in the Zolkin 239, that number has been coming up to me all day long today.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable. And I thought it was because I had this friend that died just a while back, and I thought it was connected to that little, and then when I popped up your birth here, I see it again.
Yeah.
So it's called Five Kawak, and it's made of the five and the kawak, and the kawak relates to the storm or thunderstorm, which is what Bluewater was playing, so that was very appropriate.
Right.
So the five has to do with things about the elevation in creation, elevating things, moving things up in creation, you know, lifting things up, people, everything, making things better, you know. A lot,
Mark,
like what
Mark,
you just said.
I got a quick question for him. Were you born before or after sunset, Joe?
I believe I was born in late evening.
Okay, so after sunset, okay. Sorry,
yes,
Mark,
sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so and that relates to the fifth element or the fifth position in the medicine wheel, the center, the five.
Wow.
So it was also a number that was also associated with Quetzalcoatl as well, and you'll see it in a variety of ways. One of the ways you'll see that is you'll see on I don't remember on the Hopi Kachinas if they had it, but I know the Zuni Kachinas, the older ones, have a little five thing down by their ankles, and it connects into that, and it also connects into the world cycles. So that symbol also, the Kwok symbol, the thunderstorm symbol, has also a strong tendency to show up with the white buffalo calves being born.
An that's
awful
great
lot
to be associated
of them,
with that.
Huh?
I said, that's great to be associated with that.
Yeah, I'd say you are connected into that because more than half of them have been born on that particular symbol, Kwok symbol, lot of them, which in the Lakota and the thunder means, or what do they call it, Wikiyan or something.